In Afghanistan today, fighting broke out less than 50 miles from the capital, Kabul. Troops from the Afghan government's defense ministry clashed with fighters loyal to the governor of the neighboring province of Wardak. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, it's the latest in a series of localized conflicts that have erupted around the country between rival warlords.
Less than an hour's drive west of the Afghan capital, a steady stream of vehicles bounces down a rutted dirt road past a checkpoint manned by soldiers. Earlier this morning, traffic here was stopped because a three-hour gun battle broke out between two groups of fighters on this dusty, barren plain. The men at this checkpoint say they're soldiers from the 48th Division of Afghanistan's Defense Ministry. They're armed with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and the red, green, and black flag of the Afghan interim government flies above their bunker. Still, only one of them, an officer who calls himself Brigadier General Mahmoud Shahidzai, wears anything resembling a uniform.
We didn't want to fight this morning, he says. We advanced up this road to establish a new checkpoint, and the local fighters attacked us.
Shahidzai says it's the second time his men have clashed with troops loyal to Nangialai, a man who's been the governor of Wardak province since the fall of the Taliban 5 months ago. Depending on who you talk to, Nangialai either appointed himself to the position or he was popularly elected to become leader of the area. But General Shahidzai claims the man's also a terrorist. Nangialai belongs to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, he says. He's against the interim government. We must fight to destroy his authority in Wardak province. A bruising five-minute drive further west on the same dirt road brings you to another checkpoint, much like the first. It's flying the same red, green, and black banner. One of the dozens of fighters standing here, dressed in civilian clothes, shows off by cocking his AK-47. Despite the similarities, this is in fact the other side of the front line in Afghanistan's latest turf war. Most of these men are residents of the neighboring village of Dasht-e-Toop, and they say they simply defended themselves this morning after the soldiers up the road attacked them. One of the villagers is a gray-bearded man named Khamar. The defense ministry's lying, he says. They're trying to call us Al-Qaeda so that they can come take our land and loot our property. Contacted by satellite phone, Wardak province's governor, Nangialai, explains why he and the ethnic Pashtuns in Wardak are fighting the defense ministry.
Some people of defense minister, General Fahim from Panjshir, all they get together and they attack us today morning. They want to do government on our people by the power. But the decision of Wardak people is this, that they are not accept the rule of political parties anymore in their land. And for this reason, we keep our liberty without working, without any political parties. But they are trying to use their power on us.
Nangialai says he supports Hamid Karzai, the ethnic Pashtun chairman of the Afghan interim government. But he claims that warlords from what once was the Northern Alliance, including General Fahim, who now runs the defense ministry, have hijacked Karzai's administration and attacked his territory. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.